In my mind, hickory is the perfect tree for making axe handles and for smoking barbecue. But in my daughter Emma's mind, hickory is the best tree for her long-desired tire swing. The grand old shagbark hickory on our property would, in fact, be perfect for all three uses. Wood from hickory trees is dense, hard, and durable. It was used to manufacture aircrafts in the past, and today it's used for canoe paddles, hard-rocking drumsticks, and beautiful furniture. Its shock resistance makes it an excellent wood for tool handles and even locally made wooden lacrosse sticks. This native tree tends to grow in forests with many other trees, especially oaks and pines. But it's distinguished by its gray or brown, deeply furrowed bark. And beneath the bark is something perfect for smoking bacon. The specific aroma of hickory wood has made it an important ingredient for the pitmasters of our national barbecue circuit. The hickory tree can reach 100 feet tall with a 70-foot wide crown and 6-foot wide trunk. Something this sizable could definitely hold a tire swing, and because hickory trees grow very slowly, the swing could be in place for an entire childhood. Hickories reach maturity and start producing seeds at around 40 years old. The one Emma has eyed for her future swing has produced fruit for as long as we've lived here, and is probably a little bit older than that. It will likely live for about 200 years, but there are some longer-lived hickory species that can continue to produce seeds until age 300. The seeds are nearly round nuts, about an inch across, enclosed in a four-valved husk which splits open at maturity. These, my daughter tells me, are best for throwing at her older brother. Unluckily for me and my wife, the nuts ripen in late September and October, so it's the perfect time for siblings to chuck the fruits at each other. There are 15 species of hickory native to North America, and just 5 are native to our listening area. Bitternut and pignut are great for smoking meat and making syrup from their sap, but only animals will eat their fruit. The mockernut, sand, and shagbark varieties all have edible, tasty nuts that are perfect for adding something special to pumpkin bread. And like pumpkins, hickory trees are monoecious. This means that the male and female flowers develop separately, but on the same plant. 3-branched male catkins droop from the previous year's twig growth, while female flowering spikes occur at the end of the current season's growth. Hickories are deciduous trees, so with autumn finally here, their leaves are turning yellowish-brown and falling to the ground. These trees also constantly rain debris from their fruit crop, making fall cleanup difficult. But I challenge you to leave the leaves and the fruits where they fall. Hickory nuts, leaves, and even bark are consumed by many native species, including red-bellied woodpecker, fox, squirrels, beaver, cottontails, chipmunk, and wild turkeys. Animals foraging near hickories help with pollination too, since the trees primarily depend on wind. Old, towering hickories also provide cavities for animals to live in, such as black rat snakes and raccoons. They're good nesting trees too, providing cover for birds like Carolina chickadees with their thick foliage. So if you have a hickory tree or see one nearby, I would recommend taking my daughter's advice. She's for hanging a tire swing rather than cutting it down for making furniture or smoking meat. I guess I'll save the fallen limbs for that and put up her tire swing this weekend. To learn more about the 60 species of native trees in our area, visit your local nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.